Today we're going to rebuild a classic Jungle Amen variation and turn it into a crunchy, sampler-based riser texture in Ableton Live 12. And right away, I want to set the mindset for this one. We are not just making the break faster, and we are not just slapping effects on a loop. The goal is to transform a familiar drum phrase into a tension-building transition tool that still feels like real drum and bass. That's the magic here. It should sound like it belongs in the tune, not like an extra sound pasted on top. This technique is perfect for risers and transitions, especially when you're leading into a drop, a switch up, a drum fill, or a second half reload. In Jungle, Rollers, Darker Tech Step, and Neuro Influence DNB, this works so well because the rhythm DNA stays alive. Instead of a generic white noise sweep, you get something gritty, musical, and genre authentic. That's a big upgrade. So let's build it. First, grab a clean Amen source and think about context. Drag an Amen break onto an audio track and find a section with strong snare movement and nice hat detail. A 1-bar or 2-bar loop is perfect here. If the loop is already chopped, that's totally fine. We're not trying to preserve it untouched. We're trying to extract a variation. Set your tempo in a DNB range that fits your track. If you're going old school Jungle, you might be around 160 to 170 BPM. For modern Rollers or darker styles, 172 to 174 is a great zone. If you're leaning Euro, you might push 174 to 176. The exact tempo matters less than the feel, but you want the break to breathe naturally in the pocket. Loop out 8 bars of arrangement space so you can hear this in context, not in isolation. If you've got a bass line or sub pulse underneath, even better. That helps you hear whether the riser is working with a low end instead of fighting it. And that matters a lot in DNB, because transitions are never really standalone. They're always part of the drum and bass conversation. Now slice the Amen into a playable variation. In Ableton Live 12, the fastest path is usually to drop it into simpler in slice mode, or slice the clip to a new MIDI track if you want more direct control. Set it to slice by transients, keep trigger mode on for clean hit playback, and only use warp if you really need it. You don't want to overwarp the groove and flatten out the character. At this stage, think like a drummer and a producer at the same time. You're not programming random chops. You're making a variation. Keep the Amen identity alive with a few key ingredients, one or two kick hits, some ghosted snares, a few fast hat fragments, maybe a short break stab or a reverse sounding tail. A great beginner to intermediate move is to make a 1-bar MIDI clip that repeats a small number of slices with tiny rhythmic edits. For example, a snare on beat 2, a ghost note before beat 3, and hat fragment on the offbeat leading into the next section. That's already starting to feel like a phrase instead of a loop. Now duplicate that sliced idea and turn the second version into a transition phrase. This is where we make it rise. The key is to increase energy without losing the break character. You can do this in a few different ways. One option is a straight lift, where you repeat the chopped pattern more densely across 1 bar. Another is a half bar push, where you condense the best hits into the second half of the bar. You could also do a stutter ramp, where one snare or hat slice repeats in shorter note values toward the end. Or go for a call and response build, where the early part leaves space and the later part gets denser. A really useful way to think about this is as a phrase level build. For example, in a 174 BPM Roller, you might let the first few bars breathe with drums and bass, then bring in the chopped Amen riser over the final 2 bars before the drop. That makes the track feel like it's inhaling before it slams. That sensation is exactly what we want. Next, we shape the sampler texture with filter and pitch movement. Add auto filter after simpler. This is where the riser starts to feel intentional instead of accidental. A low pass 24 dB filter is a great starting point if you want a smoother build. A band pass can be cool too if you want a more nasal, underground jungle tone. Start with a cutoff fairly low, maybe somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz, depending on the source. Add a little resonance, but don't go overboard. You want character, not whistle. Then automate the cutoff upward over 1 or 2 bars. Start darker and more compressed, then gradually open the top end so it blooms by the drop. If you want extra movement, automate simpler's transpose or pitch slightly upward too. Even a small rise of 2 to 5 semitones can make the build feel more urgent. If you want more aggression, try a quicker glide or a sudden upward jump on the final hit. That can really fire the listener into the next section. Why does this work so well in DNB? because the break already carries transient energy. Filtering and pitch movement preserve the rhythmic identity while still giving you lift that feels much more authentic than a smooth synth sweep, especially in darker jungle and rollers, where the drum texture is part of the hook. Now it's time for crunch. Add saturator after the filter and give the sampler texture some weight and bite. A little drive goes a long way here. You might start around 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn on soft clip, and trim the output so the level stays controlled. Analog clip or soft sine can both be useful depending on how gritty you want it. If you want it to feel more broken up, bring in drum bus. Keep boom subtle or off for this kind of sound, but crunch can add great bite. Transients can help if the chopped hits start feeling a bit too soft after filtering and saturation. You can also use redux for a crunchy sampler flavor. Just keep the bit reduction and downsampling modest. We're going for texture, not total destruction. And keep checking the gain. A riser that's too loud can steal impact from the drop. In DNB, the transition needs to build excitement, but it should never punch harder than the downbeat it's leading into. This next step is huge. Resample the processed break into audio. You can record it in real time onto a new audio track, or freeze and flatten if that's faster for your workflow. This gives you one consolidated clip with a cohesive, crunchy texture. It also makes the riser feel designed instead of just MIDI-driven. Resampling is powerful because it locks in the automation result, lets you edit the waveform like a sound effect, and gives you freedom to do audio-level tricks like reversing tiny sections or adding fades. Once you've got the resampled audio, zoom in and clean it up. Add a short fade in and fade out, trim any clicks, and if you want that suction effect into the drop, reverse the final 8th or 16th note segment. Then consolidate it so it behaves like a clean arrangement element. That's classic DNB workflow right there. Build from drums, process, resample, refine. It keeps the sound gritty and practical. Now let's add motion with delay and reverb, but keep it controlled. For this kind of riser, echo or delay is often better than a huge wash of reverb, because it preserves clarity. Try a sync time like 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/16 depending on how dense the pattern is. Keep feedback somewhere moderate, maybe 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they don't crowd the low end or get too bright. If you do use reverb, keep it short and filtered. A decay around 0.5 to 1.5 seconds is usually enough. Pre-delay can help maintain punch, and the wet level should stay pretty low. Automate the wet amount so the riser blooms near the transition, and then gets out of the way. A very DNB move is to let it open up slightly near the end, then hard cut it right before the drop, so the downbeat hits dry and powerful. Next, clean up the low end and stereo field. Even though this is a riser, mix placement still matters. Use EQ8 to high pass the texture somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the source. If the break gets boxy or boomy, cut that too. If the hats become scratchy, tame the 3 to 6 kHz area a bit. On the stereo side, keep the riser mostly mono or narrow until the last moments. Utility is great for that. You can reduce width and check mono compatibility, especially if the break has stereo room tone or if you've added effects later. In a heavy DNB mix, this transition element should live in the mid and high tension lane. It should leave the bottom end open for the drop. Now place it in the arrangement with intent. Don't just drop it in anywhere. Use it at the end of an 8-bar section, in the last bar before a drop, before a bass line switch up, or over a drum fill before a reload. Start darker and tighter. Increase density or pitch in the final half. Open the filter in the last few beats, then cut it cleanly on the downbeat of the drop. And here's a really important coach note. Think in phrases, not just effects. A good break-based riser should still imply a drum statement, even when it's heavily processed. If it only sounds like a swept-up texture, you've lost the jungle character. We want tension, yes, but we also want groove. Another great tip is to use groove as the tension engine. Tiny push-pull edits in the MIDI or audio timing can create more anticipation than an obvious filter rise. Also, leave space for the drop's first hit. Sometimes the best move is to make the final 1/8 before the drop feel a little emptier, not busier. That tiny pocket of space makes the drop land harder. And always compare the riser against the snare, not just the master. In DNB, something can sound exciting in solo and still fight the backbeat or the bass re-entry. The main test is whether it supports the phrase, not whether it sounds impressive by itself. Once you've got a version you like, save the whole chain as a rack. Give it a useful name like Amen Riser Crunch, Jungle Break Lift, or Dark Build Slice Effects. Map your key macros to filter cutoff, saturator drive, reverb wet, echo feedback, width, and output level. That way, the next time you need a transition, you're not rebuilding from scratch. You're just dialing in a new flavor. If you want to push this further, try some advanced variations. Microread order 2 or 3 slices in the last half bar so the build feels familiar, but less looped. Make a two-stage build, where the first bar stays rhythmic and the second bar gets more textural. Use velocity contrast so a few softer hits make the louder transients feel sharper. Reverse just one slice at the end for a suction effect, or build a callback version that borrows the same pattern, but changes the last two hits. You can also experiment with sound design extras like parallel crush. Send the riser to a return track with heavy compression, saturation, or bit reduction, then mix it back in quietly. That gives you weight without destroying the main transient detail. You can even print a dirty version and a clean version and blend them together, so you get bite and definition separately.